Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Contagious Thoughts. Other people's views and troubles can be contagious. Don't sabotage yourself by unwittingly adopting negative, unproductive attitudes through your associations with others. Epictetus. It's important to be careful about the ideas that we entertain, because the ideas that we hold and the thoughts that we think determine who we are as a person, how we show up in the world, and how we treat other people. And where we get most of the ideas and thoughts that we hold and entertain in our lives are through the people that we hang out with and that we spend time with. Say that you hang out with people who look at money as the measure of somebody's worth. By holding that attitude and thinking that way, you're going to treat people differently based upon how much money they have or how much money you think they have. So if you see somebody who is very rich or you think that they're very rich, then you're going to treat them better than somebody that you think is very poor. And you may look at somebody who's rich and say, you know what, they deserve that. They worked hard, they were smart, they were industrious, they deserve to be rich. And you may look at somebody who's poor and say, you know what, they are poor, they deserve that, they're lazy, they, you know, haven't worked for it, so they deserve to be poor. And the thing is, if you dig a little bit deeper into the statistics, they show that people who are generally very wealthy come from very wealthy families, and they were born into it. And they had lots of opportunities that people who were poor didn't have. They've also shown that people who are very poor are generationally poor, meaning that they were born into it, and they didn't have a lot of these opportunities that somebody who was wealthier had. Now, I grew up fairly middle class, and I thought that I was pretty good about, you know, not valuing people based upon wealth. But I remember one time, just out of high school, I was talking with a friend, and I said something that was kind of disdainful for somebody who wasn't nearly as educated. And he pointed out my attitude, and we talked about it for a bit. And he pointed out that I had grown up with a lot of opportunities that this other person simply hadn't, simply because I was middle class, and that they had grown up in a very poor area, and that I was being very unfair judging them by this criteria. And it was the first time somebody had kind of called me out on that. And I realized that this attitude was kind of the attitude that I had grown up with and the culture that I was surrounded by. That people who were poor generally deserved that, and that they just weren't working hard enough. Another example that I saw was I had a good friend from high school, and we remained friends throughout college. And when he was in college, he started listening to the extreme right-wing talk radio, the stuff that's incredibly hateful. And I saw over a period of years how his attitudes towards those who were not like him, which was wealthy and white, changed fairly dramatically. He was more disdainful of people who were gay or minorities, or his attitudes towards women also changed quite a bit. And it was kind of sad because here I saw my friend who had been so warm and friendly before turn into somebody who I didn't recognize and didn't want to spend any time with. We need to be careful about the attitudes and the ideas of those around us. And the more we're around these ideas, the more normal they begin to seem. And while we all like to think that we are critical thinkers and that we don't entertain thoughts that aren't helpful for us, it's really, really easy to just simply kind of fall in with the crowd and treat these ideas as normal and go along and go with the flow. And I grew up in a culture that was very much about conforming to a very specific dogma. And it seemed pretty normal at the time. But once I moved away from my hometown, I began to see very different parts of the world and see that people lived very differently than the way that I'd grown up with. And I decided that I wanted to choose the values that I wanted in my life. And so I actively sought out different ways of living and different ideas. But I still find that those cultural attitudes that I grew up with are still very strong and still show up from time to time. So be aware of the people and the ideas that you give your time to. And ask yourself, do they enlighten you? Do they move you forward? Or do they drag you down and turn you into a kind of person that doesn't help the world? Also, just because everyone around you may think or believe something doesn't necessarily make it true. Remember, just as an athlete is careful about what they put in their mouths to strengthen their body, we need to be careful about what ideas we stick in our heads so that we can strengthen our minds. And that's the show at Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a question or a topic that you'd like to hear discussed on this show? Go to www.stoic.coffee. Scroll down to the bottom of the front page, and you'll see a message box where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to answer your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter. And if you're feeling generous, go ahead and donate to our Patreon account. Also, if you could do me a favor and give me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. And have a great day.